Listen up or run for cover. Dropping knowledge from the people who have it to the people who need it. The real Robin Bradley Bombs is dropping.
What it is, Bradley back again with another episode of Dropping Bizzles up in the house. Listen, folks, I've got a treat for you today. Individual's got a lot of experience, built multiple business, has massive experience, both good and bad, mind you, which is always, in my opinion, the best ones to listen to, because too many times people believe that they need to learn things when in reality, sometimes it's what you need to unlearn that matters. So when people have bad experiences or experience in with negative things, man, you can teach you twice as fast. Am I lying?
You're right on.
Folks, today in the studio, I've got John Malott.
Yo.
What's happening?
Man, excited to be here finally.
So John Malott, for those of you that may not know who he is, he's built several companies. He's got several companies. He's exited, I would imagine, in a 7 or 8 figure exit already in life. I don't know if you talk about what we were talking about, do you?
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah, so he's been down for the count. He's been down for the count. He freaking pulled some sort of armed robbery back when he was a kid.
15 years old.
15 years old, yeah, pulled ridiculous. An armed robbery, did a little stint in the old juvenile hall.
Yeah.
And then you were mentioning that some book changed your life.
How to Win Friends and Influence People.
See?
Massive. The first bomb dropped.
Well, that's because I'm telling you, I've told 100 people every time someone asks me, you know, what book should I read? Dude, How to Win Friends and Influence People.
Foundation.
First of all, I believe truly that the new economy is relationships. The people that you know is where, first of all, opportunity, right? You need to get rich. There's opportunity. Where is opportunity? Opportunity is in people and problems, period. People and problems. So if you knew everybody in the world had an opportunity for you, what would you want to do? You'd want to go meet everybody. But people don't do that. People are afraid of that. They fear meeting new people and change. So How to Win Friends and Influence People is pretty much the Bible when it comes to how to introduce, build, and maintain a relationship.
No doubt. You know, when I was given that book, it was basically, he was telling me something. He was basically saying, you're a jerk. You're going nowhere. The way you interact with people sucks. The way you talk to people sucks. And if you don't change it, you're not going to get new results. Because I was trying to get new results, and I couldn't get new results doing my old ways.
Yeah.
So that book saved my life.
Well, it took me a long time to realize that, you know, and probably still to this day, I need to go through that book some more, because I think I do the opposite. Like I'm how to lose friends and piss people off.
Oh, I've done my share of that for sure.
Yeah, because like you know, it talks about being interested and you know listening a lot, and it's like freaking, I just get too excited when I'm talking to somebody to listen.
Yeah. Well, you got a lot of knowledge to drop, a lot of bombs to drop.
But the whole thing is
listening,
and being sincerely interested in others. And what's crazy is it works like a freaking charm,
man. Yeah.
Like all I got to do is get you to talk about you and listen and be all interested and sincere. Next thing you know, you leave and you're like, man, I love that dude. And I never said a word.
Yeah,
the
you
whole
don't
time.
Even know. Yeah, I don't know why I love him, but I just love him.
Yeah,
you know, I don't know anything about the guy, but I love him.
And it works.
Yeah.
So
no, there's no doubt.
So I'd recommend that book to anybody, but that's the book that changed you.
That was the book that set the stage for everything. And then from there, of course, you know, Think and Grow Rich. But that book, you know, really set me on a path of personal development, because I didn't read anything. I dropped out of high school in the 10th grade. So reading was the last thing I wanted to do, but I hated my life at that time.
Dude, I dropped out in the beginning of the 11th.
All right. So yeah, we're pretty similar. 10th grade, you know, I made it about halfway through the 10th grade, and then I was, you know, off to other things.
Yeah,
not very positive things, but
yeah, so was I. So let me ask you this: if you were to start another MLM,
yeah,
would you want every single person on the planet that was involved with your company to learn how to influence friends or win friends?
Of course, yeah.
So you'd want every single one of them to do that? Because I happen to have a course, interactive course, based on Dale Carnegie's book.
You know what I love about Brad is that he is always selling. You never turn it off.
Well, it's not.
I've been here, like, I didn't even think we were going to do a podcast because I've been here listening and I'm like, I'm excited about all the other possibilities that we could do outside of the podcast.
Well, it goes back to relationships. Again, yeah. I mean, dude, if I can help you, right? 3 years from now, someone's going to be like, hey, you know that dude? Shit. Oh, yeah. I freaking text him right now.
Yeah.
Well, that's how you build relationships. That's another way to build relationships. I used to always worry about me. Like, how do I get rich? And, you know, I did all right, but it came to a point where I just couldn't get past like $500,000 a year. And the second I started worrying about how to help other people get rich, that's when the freaking barrier broke. Man. And it was like, son of a bitch, dude. I kept listening to everybody tell you, you know, worry about helping others. And I'm thinking, bullshit. Yes. But it's true.
It is true.
So now when I meet people and I identify ways I can help, like, dude, I can help the creamery or what's it called?
Creamistry.
The creamistry. Yeah. I can help that franchise
be a
better, stronger brand. Make it easier to succeed. Are they franchisees?
Yes.
I can help them easier. I'll show you how to make extra money because they'll actually pay you like it. You would be a godsend if you gave them a system. See, for sure. A system.
That's the key.
Yeah. If you gave them you already have a system. That's why it's a franchise. But an automated interactive training system where, dude, it's autopilot for them. They go lease their building, set it up, issue passwords, and the machine starts to work. What a
that
barrier.
I love it. That my whole claim to fame, if I have one, is system driven versus people driven.
Yeah.
Because that's how you get free. I really, you know, I didn't think about getting rich necessarily. I thought about being free.
Yeah.
Which in this country you gotta have money to be free. But the only way to get free is you gotta have systems working on your behalf so you can, you know, take some time off so you can have a break. And that was always my thing. I wanted, you know, what I call long term drinking out of a coconut money. You know, that whether I was here or I was on the beach somewhere, you know, drinking out of a coconut, the money was still coming in. So I would always say that I was,
keep going.
I was temporarily motivated to be permanently lazy. You know, so that's been my whole gig, is to put systems in place, get out of the way, let other people, I'm not ready reference. I don't have all the answers, but I can point you in the right direction, put you on a path, you know, put you into a system and let the system do the work.
Yeah.
And that's where we made, you know, we did very, very well because of that. But when I come in here and I see all the different tools that you have that are well developed, well produced, you know, could put speed to a lot of the systems that we already have in place. Yeah, I get excited, man. I'm pretty jacked.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad you see it because that means I'm not crazy.
Dude, well, it's the crazies that.
Well, I've been doing it 20 years, and I thought I'd be a freaking billionaire in 90 days.
I'm
like,
shocked,
holy
man.
Shit! When everyone sees this, everyone will want it. And then it's like 20 years later, people are just starting to realize, holy crap! But
it's dope, man. You got the stuff. I love it.
I say that that in the future there'll be two kinds of companies left, only two. And I'll bet you agree. And if you don't, I'll convince you. Here's the two kinds of companies. Ones that use technology or ones that make it. Mm. So if you don't use it and you don't make it, you're not going to be around.
I agree.
I don't care what kind of company you are. So you always have to leverage technology. Fortunately, I make it and I use it. So I should be a double threat.
It's coming, man. It's coming. I feel it. I'm going to help you spread the word.
Yeah, not only that, I didn't even get to show you some of the newest stuff we're releasing. You know, we're going towards voice activation, AI, to where I can feed in a computer everything you know, and the computer will be a better version of you in 6 months because it's AI learning from you and like evolving to where like literally someone could log in and the computer will just be AI based on you.
I love it.
Voice activation where there is nothing to press. You pop open the thing. Hello, where would you like to start? You know, you just talk. That'd be odd. I believe voice is going big.
It's going. There's no question about that. Mm-hmm. We got to put you in front of the Build Your Empire community. We got, you know, 1.5 million people that need to see your stuff, need to hear from you. You got to come to the event in January.
Okay.
Come and bless us. And,
okay. I don't know what I'm going to talk about.
Oh, I don't think you're going to have a problem finding something to talk about.
Well, it depends. I always talk based on the audience. Like, dude, I'm just there to try to give value, not sell anything.
I know.
So sometimes I'll walk in and say some stuff and people will think, you know, it's almost so simple. They miss the point. It's like, you know, success is not that difficult.
Well, because we think it's complex. We've been programmed and conditioned to believe that to get rich, there has to be some mystical, magical, complex, you know, steps. And what I found is, I think the reason why I've done so well is because I couldn't do the complex stuff. I don't have it in me. It's got to be dumbed down. It's got to be simple. And, you know, what do they say? There's you know, genius in simplicity.
Yeah.
So because you get that, you know, it's just, now it's just a matter of time. This stuff is going to explode.
What was your first win?
My first win, well, because nobody would hire me. You know, nobody would, I wanted to be in the financial industry in the beginning. And I don't forget, I went to American Express, and American Express had me take some kind of test or this questionnaire. And basically, the dude called me up and said, you should never try to be in the financial industry because of the results from your test that you took. Basically, I don't know if he was calling me an idiot or a loser or what, but I was so derailed by that. But it also, I went and got books. I started getting books about Warren Buffett and all the greats, you know, Trammell Crow. And I started studying real estate and investments. So I had a real estate investment company where I made my first home run. And back then, it wasn't a massive home run, but I ended up getting bought out by a partner. The money from that sale allowed me almost 2 years of runway to go do whatever the hell I wanted to do. So
bought out of what though?
I started a real estate investment company. My bad. So I was buying up ghetto properties in the hood, cash flow machines, and we were doing like Carlton Sheets, no money down stuff, and it was working. We were part of the reason the market crashed, I think, all the crazy deals we were doing. And anyway, so I ended up, selling out of that. That gave me 2 years, and I went into a multi-level marketing company. But I had 2 years of runway because I had the money from that sale. And that's where I learned, systems. I learned, about scaling. You know, I learned about leadership and team building, culture, that type of stuff.
And how important it is.
Man, now when I look back, I didn't realize how important it was at the time when I was going through it and learning it.
Yeah.
But now when we're building companies or starting companies, it's like, man, this is the stuff that people don't get or they're not putting enough emphasis. Culture building for me, like culture in an organization is a critical component, but people don't think about it, so much.
Yeah.
Well, great organizations do.
Yeah. Well, I didn't for a long time. Most recently I've just kind of learned the importance of that. So I torched this place culturally.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm rebuilding it right now.
So, yeah, I mean,
because you have to have it. You can't get a $1 billion company going without the right culture.
Got to have it, no question. And, and when you're leading a voluntary army too, that they're not attached to you, because they have a job. They're showing up because they want to, or they're getting something out of it. And that's for me building network marketing companies. I had this voluntary army, and if we didn't take care of them, if we didn't build the right culture, they are out like this. There's no reason for them to stick around.
And was that MLM the secret one?
No, the first company I was involved in was a company called TPN, the People's Network. That's where I met Les Brown and Zig Ziglar and Jim Rohn and all these greats, that inspired me to be better, to do something better. We were pumping them into living rooms through this massive satellite dish that nobody really wanted. Matter of fact, I found out real quick, nobody wanted personal development. They wanted 4 HBOs. They wanted Cinemax, and nobody cared about, Zig Ziglar or Les Brown. It was just an interesting thing. I was blown away. I thought everybody was going to want this.
They should, but
people want to be entertained. They're not thinking about,
Yeah, but that's one of the 7 things I teach, which is, you got to develop yourself every single day.
Every day.
If you're not growing and reaching your full potential, man, you end up depressed. Ugh. You're missing opportunities.
Man, I'm so prone to bad behavior that if I'm not plugged into that, if I'm not getting personal development, if I'm not reading or in an environment like this on a regular basis, I'm so off. Like you said, depression and all the things that got
mischief.
Me in trouble. Mischief. Yeah, I can be very mischievous.
Yeah, idle hands.
Yes.
So
the devil's playground.
So, when did Secret come around?
Well, so TPN got bought by a company called Prepaid Legal. And so
Is that right?
Yeah, I was brought into that transition.
Well, then how come they didn't have all that training?
That's what they bought the company for. It never really happened. The vision that Harlan Stonecipher had, who was the founder of Prepaid Legal, amazing man, I love the guy. But anyway, he had this vision of bringing that whole training platform and dispersing it to the troops. And of course, the best trained group is the highest paid group, was the thinking. And what happened is that group that came from TPN, we made no money in TPN, but we got into prepaid legal and we crushed it. Like they were there for 28 years before we showed up. And this small group came in, and like you had Darren Hardy, you know, who was the editor of Success Magazine, Dan Stamen, you know, the former CEO of World Ventures. I mean, you had the who's who. Jim Rohn was at our weekly business briefings that we would have. So we had all these amazing people. So we are so well trained, but making no money. We get into prepaid legal. Now we got an opportunity to actually make some money. That's where my first home run really was in prepaid legal services, you know, where I made, you know, a few million dollars there. And then nine years ago, 2011, 8 years ago, something like whatever it is, my, you know, 10th grade dropout, my math is not so good. But in 2011, that's when Secret, Minerals from the Dead Sea, came in, and that was another big home run. I was just fortunate to be in the right place at the right time a couple of times.
Didn't Nerium's founder, Jeff Olson, come out of prepaid?
Yeah, he came because he was Eric Worre and Jeff Olson were the founders of TPN. They were Eric Worre was the president of TPN. Jeff Olson was the CEO. Yeah.
So where's all that training that was being pumped?
That's a good question. You have to ask those guys. I don't know.
Well, you would think if prepaid legal bought them, my first step as Harlan would be, hey, let's get this training to everybody.
Yeah. And
problem was, is it might not have been effective training because too many companies, believe it or not, think they're training when they're not.
Well, there's no question.
They're exposing, yeah. And then exposing. They're wondering why it isn't sticking.
And I think that's what it was for a lot of people. It really became a mechanism to expose people to that type of information. You know, where for me, it was life, you know, transforming, getting that type of information. Well, and it put me on a path.
Because you voluntarily trained effectively, like went, you had repetition. You probably studied it all the time. You went over and over and over it. You held yourself accountable to implement it. It's all those things I was talking about. Everything. You did it voluntarily, which some people will do, but the majority won't. So you have to do it for them or require it. And if Harlan would have done that, I'll bet you prepaid would have been 3 to 5 times bigger than it ever was, even though it was huge. Because that's the one I was in.
Yeah.
Prepaid legal.
I
was there when they came out with the business plan, and I thought, dude, I'm gonna be rich.
Tarkenton, you know, he was behind that whole.
I started selling it to all the businesses. Yeah. Like, who? What idiot wouldn't buy the business plan?
Yeah.
What idiot wouldn't buy the plan?
Yeah, they had the products were great.
I used them.
I still have the service.
But guess why I quit?
Tell me.
Training. They suck, dude. Yeah. I had an upline that was a dick. You know,
I don't even know what to say because a lot of them are my friends over there. So let me, you know, I'm going to opt out of this.
Well, not way up line. The dude that sponsored me.
Well, usually it's the blind leading the blind in these companies.
Well, this guy won't even mention his name, but he got pretty decent in the company. You might know who he is, but he was never like a, you know, big leader.
Yeah.
But he was a dick. He was a dick.
He might have been my upline too. Then, because
dude, he was a dick, and I'm like, dude, I quit. This is stupid.
Yeah. Well, that's what happens. Unfortunately, so many people quit. You know, they don't understand. They're not being trained properly. They're not being developed. They're not given the proper tools. And of course, they're going to quit. You know, what else can they do? But there's so much money to be made and is being made that leaders will overlook it. They'll overlook the fact, like we talked about earlier, that people are leaving in droves. Because they're not being fed properly.
Yeah.
Of course they're going to leave, but there's still so much money being made.
That's why no one's paying attention.
But
if we paid attention, how much more money would be made?
But you know what? Now they're being forced to in that profession because Amazon is killing them. You know, look what Amazon is doing to retailers, but also network marketing companies. You know, it's when you can see your products, the products that you're marketing being sold on Amazon for half the price, you know, you're competing with yourself against Amazon. I mean, it's like, it's ridiculous. So,
well, you got to find a product that's not happening.
I found one. Matter of fact, that's my new.
That's
my
Euphoria.
New Euphoria, man. DNA nutrition, man. Just, you know, do a swab, get your DNA, and we're looking for variances. You know, and you know, all the things that make you, and we'll, you know, create 400 million different variations of a nutrition supplement for you based on your DNA.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
It's pretty sick.
Not only that, everyone's different.
Everyone's different. Blind nutrition, those days, we're about to disrupt the nutrition industry. There's no question about it.
Yeah, because everybody's different.
Yeah.
Like if I could have broccoli and you could have broccoli and two different things happen.
Exactly.
The microbiome in your stomach is one of the reasons.
It's true. So, and people aren't understanding that. They think they get a multivitamin. I just had a lady tell me that she was susceptible to folate or folic acid. And while she was pregnant, you're supposed to have that nutrient. But the version that she was taking was actually toxic to her body. So she was getting sick. So I'm hearing these stories and I'm like, well, and then eventually she finds out that she's not supposed to have this version of it. It was building up toxicity in her body. So there's so much to it. And as I'm digging deeper and deeper, we're seeing, you know, the power of this thing and the possibilities is amazing.
It's powerful, man. And then that's your new deal?
Brand new, man. 30 days into the deal. This will be the biggest thing in network marketing next year.
Well, I like bringing in opportunity to the Bomb Squad.
Yeah.
So if you guys are listening, pay attention. How do they find more info?
Well, I would tell them to find me. Go straight to my Instagram. That's where, you know, I do, you know, the most interacting on my Instagram page. So it's at John, J-O-H-N, dot Malott, M-A-L-O-T-T.
Dot Malott. If you're looking for a lot, get a hold of Malott.
Yes, I love it.
Dude, at John dot Malott, M-A-L-L-O-T, folks.
One L, two T's, M-A-L-O-T-T.
Well, this is, is that right?
Yeah.
So this is an exciting opportunity because a lot of times people are like, oh, shit, dude, that's been going on for years. Yeah. You need to get in when it's early, which is total bullshit, by the way.
Nah, it doesn't matter.
However, it does help getting in early.
It does help. And especially if you have someone like me to guide you in the beginning. And one other thing that we did.
Especially someone like you with an interactive virtual training technology.
And absolutely.
That would be even like twice as deadly.
Well, then imagine having a product that's Amazon proof, because after this machine makes your formula, it prints a label with your name on it and then your ingredients right down to the microgram. So no one's going to buy Brad Lee's. Well, they might buy yours, you know, on Amazon or eBay, but you know, you're not going to buy boxes and boxes and dump them somewhere. You follow me? And yeah. That's the challenge, you know,
it's custom. Like your DMA, your DNA.
It's custom to you.
Like your fingerprint.
That's exactly right.
Dude, I preach the same thing with my technology. It's like, dude, everyone ain't the same. They don't learn the same. They don't like the same things. Why not interactively adapt the content to the individual? You're doing it with vitamins and nutrition.
Yeah. And I love what you're doing, because this it's so important.
Can't even do anything other than
I know
that.
You just messed me up.
Yeah, because with your whole program, that's what you're preaching, is everyone's different.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to train you all the same, but I'm going to nourish you differently.
Can't do it.
You have to train them differently.
We're just going to bring everybody in here.
Dude, if you want the same thing to happen as your product, which is, dude, we're going to find out what's good for you and deliver you what you need. Fortunately, training, there's not that many variations, you know, but I see what you're doing. That's powerful. And is it already launched?
Yeah, well, we're in kind of a whisper campaign. The official launch is going to be here in Vegas January 11th. So.
Well, maybe I freaking, because I don't get involved with MLM companies. Not because I don't like them. I think they're smart and everyone should get involved. But because I have so many MLM clients, I don't want any of them like, hey, you bastard.
Yeah.
but this one I might end up using, because I'll use an MLM's products when they're good. But I might end up using it. But this one, shit, I might even have to get involved.
Well,
I'm going to have to hear the spiel.
As soon as we're done, you know, and it's fast too, because we're dealing with millennials. Everything's speed, man. We got it down.
But it sounds good. Like basically customized nutrition based on my particular body.
It's huge.
My DNA.
This has been reserved for the top 1%ers up until now. We're opening it up to the masses.
What about the stories sell deal? What stories you got?
Well, like the one I just told you, bodies that don't absorb, they're taking, you know, nutrients that their bodies are not absorbing. And actually, in some cases, it's actually toxic. I had another story of a guy who was he held world records for stamina lifting and, you know, crazy bicep curls and push-ups and all that stuff. But he told me when he was about 40 years old, he had a quadruple bypass surgery. And it turned out because his body was absorbing nutrients in the way, you know, he took in nutrients was different than the way you and I would do it. And he wasn't getting the proper nutrition. He wasn't doing fast food. He was healthy. He's, doing all the stuff right. And he still ends up having a quadruple bypass surgery. So again, I'm getting all these stories of why specialized designer custom nutrition is so important today.
Yeah. Not to mention off the shelf, let's just call it nutrition. Sometimes those things are like poison.
Yeah, it questionable for sure.
Very questionable. Very questionable. I'm not a conspiracy theorist. However, sometimes I think to myself, like, you know, what's really going on? Because there's medicine, pharmaceuticals, where, you know, here, take this, it'll solve that, and then it just causes something else.
Something else. Well, look at the commercials at the end. It says it'll do, you know, if you take this, you know, particular drug, your side effects are this, 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 and death. You know, you've got all these crazy side effects. So you take one pill, that creates a whole other problem. You got to take another pill. I mean, it's a great business model.
That's what I'm wondering. Is that by design? Because if that's purposeful, well, then what makes you think the supplement organizations aren't doing it?
Keep you hooked. And
where I go by more. I go by whey protein. First of all, according to a little test I did. You ever heard of the blood type diet?
No, I haven't heard.
Well, basically they take your blood, and everybody has a different blood type. Well, based on your blood type determines what's better for you or not. So like O type, you know, can eat meat and this and that, but certain types can eat meat. And so it's like somewhat studied, and it's like fairly legit. Well, again, that ties into what you're talking about, but you're just going to another level.
Yeah. And when you find out that, you know, being a vegetarian is not good for everybody, again, because we're built differently.
Dude, if the vegetarian deal or the vegan deal was the answer, there'd just be a bunch of healthy vegans. But, you know, everybody else would be dying off sick.
Yeah, we'd all be dead.
And we'd know. But, you know, I always tell people, like, I went to a Trader Joe's the other day, and it was like everybody seemed yellow.
Yellow?
Yeah. And I'm like, what the hell? Like, dude, everybody seems jaundiced in here.
Yeah, that's a little too much.
Well, the reason I think it is because there's no preservatives in the food preserving you. So
what you're saying, we need some preservatives.
Yeah, you got to get preserved. Otherwise, you're going to turn yellow and rot.
That's interesting. I think we should do a course on that, actually.
So anybody listening that wants an opportunity, this is one of those opportunities that, A, this guy's, you know, been known to hit home runs. Number two, well-connected in those industries. Number three, has a technology that can't be replicated, which is one thing I would look for.
Yeah.
Because, you know, they're selling it on Amazon, dude. I'd get out of that deal.
Yeah.
So number four, it's early.
I mean, 30 days. Into
like, I should just freaking get in right now and say, shit, you better make me a leg or two.
Oh, well, I got you, man. You and I lock arms, man. It's a whole nother deal. We could take this to $1 billion this year.
Well, I don't know what the comp plan is, but I like nutrition because I believe in health. Yeah. Like, people will always come and say, how do I get rich? How do I be successful? And here's what I say, dude, I'd worry more about your health than your wealth.
Yeah.
Like, health is wealth.
Health is wealth. Well, I'm telling people right now, look, you can pay for wellness or you can pay for sickness. One way or the other, you're paying.
Yeah, that's a good one. Shit, I'm a bummer. Yeah, right. Talking right there. I've been forgetting to drop bombs, but that's one I can't forget.
You got it,
Because you are paying either way. I say the same shit about training. I'm like, dude, you're paying for training. You're just not doing it.
You're not doing it.
And you're paying through the loss, through turnover, through a lack of productivity, through bad word of mouth advertising. So you're paying more for not training than you would for training.
I wish people, can you hit that bomb button? I wish I had a bomb button over here. Next time I come in, I want a bomb button.
Yeah, you know what's funny is I should put a bomb button over there.
You should.
Because a lot of people say that, and I'm like, dude, I decide when the bomb's
dropped. Well, you just dropped the bomb and almost didn't, you know, drop it, you know, officially.
So listen, at the end of the day, if you're listening to this, well, I know you're listening because you're listening. But if I were you, I'd reach out to John Malott, MALOTT.
There it is.
On Instagram. What, hit you in the DM?
Hit me in the DM. Because, everybody.
This is a 30-day-year-old deal. It's not even launched yet.
No.
If anybody's listening that's in MLM, you already know that opportunity. Not to mention, it sounds like an incredible product that's going to help a lot of folks, which is kind of the foundation of MLM, man. You just want to share it with people.
You know, the sad part.
I want to share health with people.
Man, the sad part sometimes about MLM is that we get so focused on the money. People say, well, what's the comp plan? I said, well, do you want to know what the product is first? Because if you don't believe in the product, if you don't get excited about this, I don't care what the comp plan is. If you're selling dog crap and you're paying out 99% on it, who cares? You know?
Well, these guys are some of those, what I call, you know, older fellers that you know, what is it, a triple binary comp plan with six level bonus qualifiers? Well, yeah. It's like, dude, what's the product? Does it help people? And do I think
they don't care? And it's sad. It gives us all a bad name, unfortunately.
Dude, I know that if I went out and helped 100 people live healthier lives, and the comp plan isn't good, well then go help 1,000 people. It's going to get good eventually.
Yeah. People used to ask me all the time, how does the comp plan work? And I'd be like, well, it works great based on my last paycheck, because that's all we did. We focused on helping people. And by doing that, the byproduct was we got paid well, you know, making tens of millions of dollars in this profession, but the team was making hundreds of millions because we didn't focus on the comp plan, which is interesting because people think you got to focus on the money, money, money. We were focused on the value, value, value.
Yeah.
And what we were bringing to the table and developing people. And people were calling up and say, I live different today because of you or because of this. And that was what was so rewarding to me being in that profession. Of course, it also was a cash flow machine that allowed me to do other businesses. You know, the network marketing was my goose that was laying the golden egg. So I could go and fail, which I did in a ton of other traditional businesses, but I never had fear because I had, you know, I knew next month I had another 100 grand coming in for the month, you know, from what we had already built. You build it one time and if you do it right, it'll take a life of its own on and keep going. And it started expanding in other countries.
Dude, it sounds like you're describing my training system.
It always comes back to your training system.
Hey, here's what's
I'm going to help you spread the word. We're going to get this into the right hands of the right people.
Here's what's funny. I like to say to people, my employees, whoever I'm paying, I say, listen, you're getting a pay raise. Effective when you are.
I like that.
That's big.
That's another bomb. I think you should hit it.
That's a big one.
That's
like that's a good one. You're getting a pay raise effective when you are.
I'm gonna steal that one. I might not give you. I'm gonna give you credit the first time, but after I say it a couple of times, it becomes mine. So.
Good. Go ahead. You can have it. I got a million of them, dude. I'm coming out with a quote book.
You should.
You can't get rich making poor choices.
Oh, that's another good one.
Because it literally boils down to choices. What you eat, what you do, who you talk to, who you don't talk to. It's all choices.
It really is.
And when people say, like, you know, well, this dude's sitting in prison for 30 years, you know, dude, trace it back. I guarantee it was a choice he made.
Always.
Guaranteed. You know, well, I was sitting there. Oh, he's not a criminal. Well, what happened? Oh, he was at a bar and he killed someone in an accident. Okay, well, what happened? Well, he decided to eat a donut and he decided to eat them on a regular basis. And then he got fat and then his girl cheated on him because he was fat when she didn't like fat people. And then she got cheated on. So he went to the bar and he had a drink and then he chose to freaking drive. And then it's all choices, man. Always. It doesn't matter what happens in life. It boils down to a choice.
Yeah. Well, that's why I have my beautiful fiance in here today. So every day I hit the gym. Every day
I
have to.
Because listen, fiancés, wives, they lie.
They do.
And
lie.
So do men. Yes. So do husbands. Yes. Look, you say, oh, I don't mind you fat. Yes, she does.
Yes, you do.
You don't need money. Yes, you do. Okay. You don't have to buy me nothing for
look
my
at her
birthday.
Smile.
Yes,
she
you
agrees.
Do. And that's why people say, you know, the real Bradley's. Because look, dude, I'll tell people the truth and it's not always what they want to hear. So, but to me, the truth is literally how you fix things. You know, if I say, hey, what's the truth? Should I be a singer? No. Good. Move on to something else. It's just my opinion, by the way. So you shouldn't listen to everyone's opinion. However, I do know that it boils down to choices, and the choice that the people listening right now have is to freaking get a hold of John and see if this is an opportunity. It's a side hustle or a main hustle. That's the thing. Recurring revenue. People always ask me, what do you think MLM? You know, there's people out there that still think, oh, it's a scam.
So
dude, listen, MLM is a very simple proposition. It's, look, you get a product, you share it with other people. When those people like it and keep buying it, you get paid. What's the freaking scam?
It's so
dumbasses.
Stupid. Look, you know, and influencers on social media now are taking affiliate deals where they're getting paid one level. I'm telling them right now, what if you got paid 5 levels or 10 levels or 300 levels?
Yeah.
You know, for doing the same activity, but now you're getting a piece of a whole lot of a pie.
So it's the huge question is, do you believe in the product? Because you need to believe in it, and then you need to freaking share it. Like, you're going to share it even if
either
you don't
way,
get paid.
Yes.
You know how many things I share I don't get paid on?
We all do.
Yeah, so it's the same thing. And then people are like, is it a scam?
How is it a scam? It's a great product, and you should tell people about it. I would tell people about it.
Yeah, well, I'm gonna try it.
For
And I'm going to investigate, and maybe I'll freaking share it with people.
We'll
I'll definitely... I'll definitely try it though, because like we were talking about that coffee shit I was earlier.
Yeah, yeah.
Dude, that shit's delicious. And it works. Yeah,
I love it.
Dude, I was like 30 pounds heavier a month and a half ago.
Really?
Yeah.
See, that's the thing. How can you not share that story?
Keto works for me, period. Yeah, but yeah. Guess what? Doesn't work for everybody.
Doesn't work for everybody.
Yeah. The girl that was in there, she's like, oh my God, dude, you're looking great. I'm going to do it. She gained weight.
Yeah. See, it comes back to we're all different.
Yeah.
You can't do the same thing for everybody.
Yeah. Some people thrive on cardio. Some people thrive on no cardio.
Yeah.
I'm fortunate. I thrive on eating meat and vegetables. Like carbs, I can't eat carbs. I know someone else that can eat all the carbs they want, but meat gives them like heartburn.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude, I buy into that DNA thing because everyone has their own DNA and there's a reason for that. It's like a thumbprint. So that tells you automatically everyone can't get the same benefit from the same foods.
No. And the technology has come so far. You know, what we can do now. I mean, the next level of this is think about children doing a swab for a child and catching things early so they don't deal with medical problems later on. And plus we feed our kids like shit these days. If you look at it,
which is why we have a lot of problems.
We have a lot of problems and we're creating the next generation of big, fat, unhealthy people.
Yeah.
And this is a way, you know, to maybe curb some of that, I believe. And you can do sports nutrition, skin care. You can do weight loss.
You got all that?
It's coming, you know. So we're starting with the foundation. Take care of the heavy lifters, heart, cholesterol, blood pressure, the things that keep you alive. And from there, you can start to target in on specific things. You know, if someone wants to be an athlete, you know, you can target in, you know, on the things that they need for their particular sport and supplement for that. So it's endless, the possibilities.
Dude, you got a million different companies and a million stories. So what I'm going to ask you to do, if I could, is, you know, swing back through here so we can do a longer podcast.
I would love it. We didn't even talk about Build Your Empire. We didn't talk about Metapeer. We got a lot of cool stuff to talk about.
Well, I also want to talk about Build Your Empire. Like that's a deal. There's the thing in January coming up.
Yeah, January 19th in Paradise Valley.
Yeah, and I should be there.
You're going to be there.
But I can tell the Bomb Squad also, if you guys want to freaking get tapped into some freaking people doing some shit, go to buildyourempire.com.
Or, again, Instagram. You know, it's where we've got about 1.5 million followers on Instagram. That's where all of our engagement is. We're answering everybody back. We're building mentoring packages. I mean, you name it. It's an amazing, you know, entrepreneur incubator. And we're just big fans of entrepreneurs and aspiring entrepreneurs. So we're providing content, products, and services. And now connecting with you, my wheels are spinning of some things that I believe we're going to, you know, put together and come out with, you know, for our group. But yeah, we're trying to give entrepreneurs a safe haven, you know, a place they can come and be themselves. Because, you know, Think and Grow Rich says the number one reason people fail is because they listen to family and friends. So all the people around them are saying, oh, you can't do it. You're not this. You're not that. And that's what they told me. You're a drug addict or former drug addict. You're a dropout. You're this, this, and that. And I believed it for so long until I got around other people that said, no, in spite of that, your street smarts gives you an advantage over the business guy who only has book smarts. So I got in the right environment and it started to open things up for me. So we're just opening up the mind, especially of young entrepreneurs, you know, these days, and guys like you coming in and dropping bombs at our event January 19th. Again, you know, we're building this amazing culture and community around it.
How does one get tickets?
They'll go right to the Instagram page. At Build Your
Dude, you're Empire. An Instagram fan. You own a piece of Instagram?
I should, man. I should. Zuckerberg should, you know, hook me up.
It, by the way, is my favorite Instagram. Yeah. Like people are saying, I left you a message on Facebook. I'm like, dude, I get 1,000 messages on Facebook. Who does that shit anymore?
Yeah, who does
that? I can't see them all. Yeah. You know, well, dude, I friend requested and you didn't even accept me. I'm like, bro, there's literally 6,000 friend requests and you might be... I can't even look through them all.
No, it's impossible.
And then I try to delete them and I'll spend an hour deleting them. And then one time I accepted them all and I'm thinking, dude, I don't even know these people.
No.
Like Facebook, if I don't know you, I'm not going to accept you because I don't want to see your bullshit pictures all day. Now, Instagram, I'll answer everybody too. Like people are like, is this real Brad Lee? Yeah, dude, I'm the one answering those.
So I love the connection there. I love it. It's an amazing platform. And
I'm thinking about getting off Facebook.
Yeah, I'm on it, but I don't use it so much.
You don't use it at all?
Yeah, yeah. Najla doesn't use it at all. She laughs when people say Facebook. Yeah.
You just Instagram too?
on Instagram.
Yeah, that's why they bought it.
Yeah, matter of fact, smart. They love her page better than mine because she, you know, models, you know, swimsuits and underwear. And
well, where do they find her? I'm looking at her, folks. You want to follow her?
Yeah, you definitely do, and I don't mind. I love it. It's at N Love N L O V E. Wait, say it. Say it quick.
N-L-U-V-X-O-X-O.
My bad. I just press. It's automatically on my screen. I just press the button, so I never have to think about it.
Yeah.
So. Just go to his page and find. Yeah, you go. If you go to my page, she's always on my page. So.
Folks, listen. I'm gonna have this cat back because he's got a lot more bombs to drop. But you know, I want it to be sooner than later. Because, yeah. Dude, like, you know, this guy is here, and I'm like, dude, like that. I shouldn't even be taking this long. But, dude, I got a million more questions. So make sure you come back. Will you?
Please.
You promise?
I promise.
You keep your word, I'm sure.
I do. Yeah, I do.
All right, folks. And listen, tag this, share this out. Go to Build Your Empire event. I'm going to be there. They bring in all the freaking hitters in the space. And if you don't make it to that, you definitely want to go check out Euphoria Nutrition. Yeah. That's the new opportunity. And trust me, you get in the beginning. It doesn't matter that you're at the end, but when you get in the beginning, dude, it's way better. So you just got an opportunity, folks.
And we'll teach them. We'll help them crush it.
I know that they'll be able to train properly because they're going to have a light speed system. Yes, all right, sir. Folks. Thanks for listening. We'll see you on the next episode.
Love it.